Hi, this is Darling Molly, celebrating my 3.5k followers on Reddit, with a ramble, apparently. I actually missed 3.5k, so this is actually the 3.845k followers. Anyway, whatever. So I thought, it's been a while since I did a ramble, and I love talking, as you may have noticed, so I was gonna just do a thing where I spoke about stuff, and I realized I don't know much about many things. You know, I just head empty, full of nothing, just air, absolute dead space. So I remembered that the one thing I actually know something about is Starbucks, and I realized that some of y'all out there, not all of you, some of y'all out there have no idea what you're ordering, which makes sense, because Starbucks is not an actual coffee store. They don't deal caffeine, they deal sugar. But I am here to help out all of you in giving you this great, in-depth ramble about everything in Starbucks to do with drinking in Canada. Because America has different drinks. Everywhere else has, you know, everywhere else has different foods in Starbucks. And it makes sense because, like, I mean, Chinese McDonald's has congee and we don't here. Which is, I think, a really bad misstep on American McDonald's part. And just like McDonald's, Starbucks is a chain. We have places in China. We have places in Philippines. And they all have different stuff. So I'm here to talk about only the Canadian one. We had some weird shit. I'm not gonna lie to you, we had some stuff, and I will talk about the stuff that we got rid of as well, because that's important. There's some things that people have been so angry about, so we'll dive into that. And at some point, I'll just do the whole mask off thing, and we'll talk. I'll have my whole face out, a face reveal time. Love it. Good for us. And I hope y'all enjoy it, you know? Also, this is gonna be uncut. I'm just gonna talk, and if I trip on my words, then I trip on my words, and it's gonna be hella embarrassing, but it's fine. It's fine. We all trip on our words sometimes, and we all, you know, struggle really hard to try to find words on a Friday morning. Anyway, so we're gonna start with our basic drinks. Now, Starbucks technically has three types of drinks. So we have the caffeinated drinks, the decaffeinated drinks, and the non-caffeinated drinks. The caffeinated drinks have caffeine. The decaffeinated drinks have had caffeine removed. And the non-caffeinated drinks had never had caffeine. All right? Cool. Awesome. So, starting with our most basic coffees, we have our drip coffees. And what we serve right now is blonde, medium, and dark roast. I think blonde started about 10 years ago. I remember seeing advertisements for it, and I was like, what the hell is that? I think people just like saying, like, oh, I'll have a tall blonde, you know, a tall blonde, I'll have that. But yeah, so the difference between all of these three coffees is that the blonde is the lightest taste, but most caffeine. So if you're up in the morning, you don't really like the taste of coffee, but you need to get up, go for the blonde. The medium roast is the middle, actually. So it has a moderate amount of caffeine, moderate amount of taste. The thing is, the medium roast that we use here, the Pike Place, which is incidentally where Starbucks originated, which is Pike Place, it tastes bad. Tastes like shit. Tastes like chemicals, man. Not good. Not good at all. They had a choice between this one and another roast to be our signature, like, medium roast, and they just chose wrong. They absolutely ballsed it up so bad. Anyway, and the dark roast is the one with the most robust flavor, but it has the least caffeine. So if you hear all these people be like, oh, I drink dark roast coffee, just black, I love caffeine. It's not true. They don't like caffeine. They just like the taste of coffee. Yeah, pretty much. So to recap, if you want a coffee that doesn't taste like coffee but is gonna wake you up, get the blonde. If you don't really care about coffee, get the medium roast. If you want the coffee that tastes most like coffee, but you don't need to wake up, get the dark roast. Or if you do want taste and you still want to wake up, get the dark roast with a shot in it. We call it a shot in the dark, or it's called a red eye, or you can just say, I'll have a coffee with a single shot. And that's another thing I really wanted to talk about, because people will come up to Starbucks, to our cashiers maybe, I don't know, somebody in Starbucks, and be like, I want a shot of peppermint. Wrong. Bad. No. We have shots of espresso, and we have pumps of syrup. So, like, you wouldn't go to a bar and say, yeah, I want, you know, a shot of apple juice in there. No, you'll say you'll want a splash of apple juice, right? So shots are for caffeine, specifically espresso. So if you're going to ask for more espresso, go ahead. Ask for a shot of espresso, two shots, a triple shot, quad shot. Someone asked for 17 shots once. We had to give it to him. There are laws probably against that, but he asked for it, and we did it. Honestly, I hope he's still alive and thriving, but that was not our best moment. Yeah, so shots for espresso, pumps for syrup, splash for dairy and creamers. Okay. Moving on. We're going to go into our basic bar drinks. So before that, we talked about light roast, medium roast, and blonde roast. We have that in our bar drinks as well. But instead of drip coffee, it is beans that are ground and roasted in a specific way that are compressed into a puck and then juiced into, well, not juiced, but you know what I mean, juiced into what we call an espresso shot. Right. So what that means is it's more concentrated, right? So our most basic espresso drink is that itself, espresso, just a single shot. You know, a double shot, a doppio as they call it. So a single is solo, a double is doppio, a triple is triple. And then you just keep going upwards from that. People just drink that straight up. A lot of them ask for a raw sugar, which is really good. And actually a brown sugar is just good in anything. And then the second most basic drink is an Americano. Now you might be wondering, why is it called an Americano? And that is because Americans can't handle coffee, straight up coffee. That's what people thought. So they were like, hey, what should I do? I can't drink up straight like espresso. So you know what? I'll put water in it. We'll put hot water in it, dilute it, and make it almost like drip coffee, but more expensive. That's what that is. People are like, oh, it's, you know, there's more caffeine in it. It's more concentrated. Not with the water. No, it is basically a drip coffee, just more intense. And then after that, you have a cafe latte. And as you may have guessed, cafe is coffee. Latte is milk. Coffee milk. You'll have the espresso and then steamed milk on top. Not much I can say about that. It's basically just really creamy coffee. But the latte is the basis for every other bar drink that we have at Starbucks. They're literally all the same thing with all the same steps, except you put syrup in them, you put whipped cream on them, you, I don't know, shake them, or it's all the same thing. I'm telling you right now, you're paying for the same thing just with garnishes. Right. So after a latte, the simplest drink I think would be the mocha. Probably. Yeah, sounds right. So the mocha is basically a latte, but you also put mocha sauce on it. Now you might be like, mocha sauce? Does the mocha sauce have caffeine in it? No, it doesn't. It's just our chocolate sauce. People get so confused because they'll be like, oh, I want a mocha for my kid. And then it has caffeine in it. And they're like, I didn't want caffeine. And you're like, well, you should have asked for a hot chocolate. And when we talk about hot chocolate, we're like, there's mocha sauce in it. And they're like, well, is that caffeine in it? No, there isn't. It's literally just our chocolate sauce. So confusing, I know. But Starbucks is just like, hey, fuck you. We're doing this and you're going to like it. And unfortunately, we do like it, but that's beside the point. So, mocha. It's espresso shots, which reminds me, it's espresso, not espresso. Unless you want to espresso yourself, in which case I say, don't. Don't do that. It's espresso. We will make fun of you. I'm so sorry. Anyway, yeah. Mocha with espresso shots, steamed milk, and whipped cream on top, and drizzle. It's basically a hot chocolate, but with coffee in it. You know, delicious. Great. The second one is the white mocha. Same thing, but instead of mocha sauce, we use white mocha sauce, which is basically just condensed milk. Like, I'm telling you right now, that is what that is, and it's delicious. It's good in almost absolutely everything. I would put that in a refresher. Like, you know the strawberry coconut, the pink drink, they call it, the dragon drink, all that stuff? So much better with just a little bit of white mocha. Makes it so much creamier, delicious, on point, good fucking shit. Anyway, moving on. Caramel macchiato, and this is what trips people up, because they see it and they're like, oh, caramel. I don't know what a macchiato is, but I know what caramel is, and I like caramel. And you might be thinking, this drink must be made with caramel syrup, but it's not. It's actually a lie. So a caramel macchiato is a latte, but upside down. What that means is the milk and syrup go in first, and then the espresso goes in, so it sinks to the bottom, which means you won't taste it until the very last. And some people will be like, oh, I need to stir it to make sure all the flavors come together. But you're literally just talking about a caramel latte, right? And the thing is, there's no actual caramel syrup in there. It's only drizzle. So what it is how you make it would be you pump the vanilla syrup onto the bottom of the cup, you pour steamed milk over it, you leave enough room for two shots if it's a grande or a venti, one shot if it's a tall or a short. People don't really use short anymore. It's not enough coffee or not enough drink. You pour the shots on top, and then when the foam sets, you put caramel drizzle. So that's the only caramel you're getting. If you're going for this with the mindset of, oh, I'm going to taste the most caramelly thing in the world, it's not going to happen. Also, literally, if you want this thing to taste like actual caramel, ask for caramel sauce instead, or caramel syrup instead. It's more bang for your buck, and honestly, it's going to taste better. I don't know why we use vanilla syrup for a caramel macchiato, but I guess it's just what it is. Like, every single person who trains at Starbucks first thinks, well, we put caramel syrup in the caramel macchiato. Wrong. That is wrong. And they will have you think it's wrong for the rest of eternity. So yes, that's what a caramel macchiato is. Or another option is you can ask for it upside down, in which case all you're doing is asking for a latte with vanilla syrup and caramel drizzle. That's basically it, which I'm pretty sure is also less expensive than an actual caramel macchiato, but don't take my word for it. I haven't been to work in a few days. The next drink would be the cinnamon dolce latte. Oh my gosh, delicious. It's like a snickerdoodle. I don't even like coffee, and I like that drink. So what it is basically the same as a mocha. You got the espresso shots, you have the cinnamon dolce syrup, which tastes like heaven, just delicious. Steamed milk, whipped cream, and cinnamon dolce topping, which is just cinnamon sugar, but somehow it just, good freaking shit. Love it. Now, those are most of the basic drinks, but then we'll get into, like, the top layer of them, I guess. So, we talked about the Americano, which is, like, the watered-down espresso, but now we have an Americano misto. So, a misto is basically whatever the drink is, but with steamed milk on top. So you can also have this in a cafe misto. So a drip coffee misto would be the, you know, coffee, the blonde, the medium, the dark roast, and then just steamed milk on top. You know, simple, straight simple, very nice. Americano misto would be the same thing. So like the espresso shots, the water, and then steamed milk on top. So from that, we've gotten some new drinks because Starbucks realized, hey, not everyone drinks dairy. And, you know, everyone seems to be having a conniption over oat milk. So what they were gonna do is make a brown sugar oat shake and espresso, which first of all, they hella copied that from bubble tea shops because the brown sugar tea thing has been big for ages, like decades even. They've stolen everything. They've stolen our matcha, they've stolen chai, they've stolen soy milk, which isn't even soy milk, it's soy beverage because there's not enough milk in there to make it soy milk. Anyway. So what the brown sugar oat Americano is basically just like a regular Americano, but with blonde shots. Everything with brown sugar uses blonde shots because first of all, the brown sugar is very light. It's also with half pumps. And what that means is it's half the amount of regular pumps. So everything that's made with brown sugar is basically half sweet, and that's because the cold version of it uses only espresso and not that much milk. That we'll explain later. Interesting stuff, but not for now. Blonde shots to make the flavor of the syrup more apparent. That, water, and then steamed oat milk and cinnamon on top. It's actually really good because they stole it and they've never come up with anything good by themselves ever since. Now, we can get to the tea lattes. So, we currently only have two. We used to have three, I think. We also used to have, okay, so we have right now, we have the chai tea latte, the matcha tea latte, and we used to have the black tea latte as well. So it was the rooibos tea, and it was actually really good. We have a flavor in Canada, and it was called the Blossoming Rose, and it would be used with the rooibos tea. It was, I mean, to some it tasted like potpourri, but the topping on it tasted like sakura sugar, which it was really good. It was really good. And then they discontinued it for whatever the hell reason. I think they still have it in BC because the Asian population is like that big there. But anyway, we have the chai tea latte and the matcha tea latte. The chai tea latte is the most popular one. It's basically chai with like chai pumps, the syrup, with water and with steamed milk on top. Now, people who get chai tea latte sometimes don't know that there's water in it, but that's why it's called the tea latte. They don't really tell you about it. The tea isn't the chai. It's the fact that there's water in it. So what I always do when I get chai tea lattes is I say no water because I want only the syrup and I want the milk. Because why am I paying for water? You know what I mean? Yeah, so the chai tea latte, the matcha tea latte is milk with matcha powder and liquid cane pumps. Liquid cane is just our version of simple syrup for teas, I guess. It's very light, still somehow very sweet, and it goes into our iced teas as well. So we'll talk about that later. But yes, so those are the two tea lattes that we have. I think those are all the hot drinks we've got. Most of the caffeinated ones, at least. Now, the decaffeinated drinks you can get with any of the ones I just mentioned. So you can get like a decaf espresso, decaf Americano, decaf mocha. Just ask for decaf in front of it. Or you can do half decaf or like a quarter decaf or a third decaf. They don't really do that anymore because literally why would you go for like a quarter decaf espresso when you can just do full decaf? Do you really want that tiny, tiny amount of caffeine? I don't know. I don't really get it, but it's, you know, it's your thing. If you want it, get it. Do it. Treat yourself. But our non-caffeinated drinks, a lot of them are the same, you know? So the hot ones at least. So the non-caffeinated version of the mocha is the hot chocolate. The non-caffeinated version of the white chocolate mocha is the white hot chocolate. Any other versions, so like the cinnamon dolce, you'll say a cinnamon dolce creme. So creme is just with milk, right? No espresso shots, it's not a latte, it's just a creme. Which is kind of weird, because latte is milk and cream, it's creme is just cream. Anyway, it's weird. I don't really want to go into how Starbucks names things. It's like, it's even their sizes already, like really short, tall, grande, venti, Trenta. They just start with numbers now. It makes no sense. So the reason for that is because when they first started at Pike Place, when they first started to become a coffee shop, because Starbucks actually started as a distributor for coffee beans, like a roaster, you know? And they would just sell them in bags, all that stuff. But they decided to start selling the coffee because they realized it would make them more of a profit. What was I saying? Yeah, short, tall, grande, venti. So short is 8 ounces. Tall is 12 ounces. Venti, as you might know, is 20 ounces, unless you're ordering it in a cold drink, which makes it 24 ounces because of the ice. 24? Yeah, 24. And Trenta is 30, or 32, I believe, in the large. Actually, yeah. Yeah, it is. It's only in cold drinks. We don't have Trenta hot drinks. That would be disastrous. So, the first two, short and tall, were the only sizes they had. Because, first of all, in other places at the time, like in Italy, in France, anywhere else where they had coffee, it would be a tiny cup, right? Like a tiny little espresso cup. You would drink it and you'd be done with. It's not something that you, like, sip for hours on end until it becomes tepid or, like, cold. It's not like that. But that's why we started with these tiny, tiny sizes. So they're short and tall. And then later they decide, actually, I just skipped over grande. Grande is 16 ounces. Wow, I just totally glossed over that. So they made grande after tall because they were like, well, it's bigger. So grande. And that's the word in Italian, which Starbucks is kind of sort of modeled after. Not well, but kind of. And then after that, they thought, hey, we're not selling enough. Why not make something even more expensive and even less worth it? So they made venti, which is only 4 ounces more than the grande. It makes no sense. But what they're trying to do here, because the tall is 12 ounces, right? It's like 245 in Canada, at least. The grande is 289. And then the venti is $3.10. So it's only 20 cents more than the grande. So people are like, well, why should I get a grande when I can just pay those extra few cents for the venti? And that's actually a ploy because they want you to pay that much. It's actually way more worth it to just get a tall of a drink, honestly, especially if it's a cold drink. Get a tall. If you want like a grande drink in cold, just ask for a tall drink with light ice. It's basically the same thing. You'll get more bang for your buck, and also you won't have this big ass cup of ice afterwards. You know, it makes sense. Yeah, so, yeah, right. Short, tall, grande, venti, 20, 20 ounces, trenta, 30, 30 ounces. Makes so much not sense. People get so confused. And also they come in and they're like, what is your medium size? Just say medium. Just say small, medium, large, extra large. Like, honestly, we understand what you're saying. And the way we're taught to say it might be a little confusing, but we understand outside speak. It's not like you're coming in here speaking a different language. We understand small, medium, large. It's the same thing. We just use different words for it. So don't be afraid to go into a Starbucks and be like, hi, yeah, I'll have a medium caramel macchiato. I'll have a medium chai. I'll have a medium what have you. Right. So those are most of the hot drinks that we have. Now, the cold drinks on the bar, on the hot bar. So we have two different bars, right? We have the hot bar and the cold bar. The cold bar is for mostly like juice drinks, frappuccinos, stuff like that. The hot bar is where the espresso drinks come in. And because we have hot espresso, we also have cold espresso drinks. Now, we can do everything we do in hot espresso in a cold form. So an iced, you know, espresso itself would just be, you know, the espresso shots on ice. That's it. An iced Americano is the espresso shot, the espresso shots with ice and cold water. The iced mocha would be the espresso shots with the mocha sauce, cold milk, and ice in it, as well as whipped cream sometimes. Mostly people don't want to get whipped cream because it looks kind of gross, and now we don't really use the dome lids on our hot bar because it's just, I don't know, it's a hassle. It also looks kind of bad. And it really, whipped cream on cold drinks dissolves really ugly. You can't see it in the hot drinks because, you know, the lid and all that stuff. But like with the dome lids, you can see everything and it looks bad. It looks ungood. Right, so that's the mocha. The iced white mocha is just the same thing, you know, like an iced mocha, but with white mocha instead. The iced cinnamon dolce is like, you know, the shots, the syrup, the cold milk, the ice, and whipped cream on top, all that stuff. But what I will say is that with any ice drink, I swear, if you listen to this and then you go to Starbucks and you get an ice drink and you don't ask for light ice, I will be personally offended. I will be so upset because you're paying for a whole cup of ice. I'm telling you, like, our ice scoops can fill up an entire cup and you're drinking all the space in between. That's basically what it is. That's why, like, when you finish a Starbucks drink so quickly and you're left with a cup of ice. And that's not what we want. So you say light ice. Always light ice. Don't be that person that's like, oh, I want 5 ice cubes. Just say you want light ice. Honestly, that's, we understand. We understand you don't want to pay for a whole cup of just, you know, solid water. Right. So we have that. Now, the iced shaken espresso. So the cold version of the brown sugar oat shaken espresso. We have, I think, 3 of them now. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we have 3. So the first one is the regular ice shaken espresso. So that is the espresso shots with the syrup shaken in the shaker with ice. And then you pour milk on top. So the reason why we shake it in the shaker is because we want it foamed. So the foam is basically what you're drinking it for. And some people get the thing and they're like, it's so light. There's like nothing in it. That's the point. That is the whole point. You're drinking an espresso shot that's been agitated so much that it forms so many little bubbles with a tiny, tiny splash of milk. You're not supposed to get a lot of milk. And some people are like, well, you know, if I ask for light ice, then they'll fill it to the top. No, they won't. Or not always. Because there's extra charge for the milk. So if you ever want to get like an ice shaken espresso, what you're going to ask for is light ice and extra milk or extra creamer, whatever comes with it. So that is the basic shaken espresso. The second one is the brown sugar shaken espresso, which is the good one that I like, even though I don't like coffee. So that is the brown sugar sauce or syrup in the shaker with ice, with the blonde shots, again, because, you know, brown sugar is a very light flavor, shaken, and then, oh, with cinnamon as well, with cinnamon in there. And you pour it into the cup and then you pour oat milk over it. Again, it's not supposed to be a lot of milk, just a splash to get it to the top because there's so much foam already. And that's the drink. It's actually really good. I like it. The next one is one that they actually just came out with, and that is the toasted vanilla shaken espresso. And it came to Canada just now, but I'm pretty sure you guys had like toasted stuff, like toasted white mocha or something in the States. We never had that. That sounds really good. I wish we got toasted mocha instead of toasted vanilla. It just tastes like marshmallow. It's not that good. It tastes like plastic marshmallow that we put into, like, the s'mores frap ages ago. I think 2-3 years ago. Yeah. Anyway, so the toasted vanilla shaken espresso is the same thing. Basically, the espresso shots, the ice, the syrup, shake it, and then add, I think it's regular milk. Or maybe it's oat milk. I'm not sure. Whatever. Right, so those are the ice drinks. Most of them, at least. I forgot the cappuccino! Oh my god, I can't believe I forgot that. It was the most basic drink as well. Okay, so a hot cappuccino is the espresso shots with steamed milk, but the milk is foamed extra long. So it makes more foam. Cappuccinos are mostly foam. So if you ever get a latte and you get a cappuccino and you compare them, the cappuccino should be like 2/3 of the latte's weight. Just because it's supposed to be like a third of foam, you know? And people don't understand that sometimes. There was this lady who came by my drive-thru when I used to work in a drive-thru. And she was like, yeah, can I get a venti cappuccino with no foam? And basically what she was asking was a tall latte in a venti cup. Because if you get no foam, a third of that shit's like just nothing. It's air. And we tried to tell her, we're like, a cappuccino is like a third at least of foam. And she's like, well, no, I don't think so. I think that's what I want. And we're like, well, maybe you want a latte instead if you don't want any foam. And she was like, no, I better stick to what I know. And I was like, you don't know anything. You don't know anything at all. Why are you saying words that you don't know? We're trying to educate you on not spending, what was it, $7 on this drink that you could have gotten for literally $5 if you got the small version. And literally what we gave her was a venti cup with just, you know, 2/3 the amount of milk in there. That's what she wanted. And apparently she was okay with that. I didn't really hear from her. I think she just drove off and just never looked back, which, good, I guess, if that's what you like. Speak your truth. If you have enough money to waste on a drink that you're not even really getting the full thing of, then good for you. I am so happy for you. Great. Perfect. Now, the iced version of the cappuccino is different, and it's really fun because you get to use the foaming pitcher. I love the foaming pitcher. It's so fun. You can make butter with it. People don't know this, but you can make, like, fresh butter with the foaming pitcher, and I'll explain how in just a bit. But the iced cappuccino is the espresso shots and foamed milk. So we have a blender that it's like a Vitamix kind of, and it has 4 settings. It has 2 settings that are for the frappuccinos and then 2 settings that are for foam. And you might have heard about the foam because of like the cold brew, the salted caramel cold foam cold brew, that kind of stuff. Or we also had an Irish cream cold foam cold brew, like for, you know, Christmas and that kind of stuff. And like it phases in and out. It's great. Delicious. But basically what it does is it cold foams the milk. And you pour that over the espresso and you put ice into it. And it's not bad. It feels like drinking a cloud. Like a really cool little cloud. I don't mind it at all. I think it's actually pretty great. And those are all the basic bar drinks, I believe. Yes, I think so. Anyway, so moving on to the cold-ish bar drinks, which it kind of confuses me sometimes because our cold brew is put on the cold bar, but usually we keep ours on our hot bar. It's kind of weird. It's just easy access, you know what I mean? So cold brew is kind of like iced coffee, except it's been sitting in the container just like brewing, I guess, for at least 20 hours. And it's supposed to be 20 hours on the dot, I think. Otherwise, it like overbrews and it just tastes bad. The thing is, cold brew smells like garbage. It smells really bad until you mix it. And also, what we have is double strength. So we always dilute it. So if you ever order a cold brew and you see the person just pour it straight into the cup and not dilute it with water, they're giving you double strength cold brew. That shit will kill you if you drink too much. It will kill a very small child. So never give cold brew to kids. It is highly caffeinated. It's more caffeinated than some of our coffees, as is our iced coffee. So our regular cold brew is just, you know, what it is. It's cold brew plus water to dilute it. and ice, basically. So that's the most regular one. And then we have cold brew with milk, which is the same thing. And then you can add dairy, creamer, whatever you like. Actually, that's the same thing with like most of our drinks that don't come with milk. So like our drip coffees, you can ask for creamer, milk, like oat milk, almond milk, whatever you want. With our Americanos, you can ask for milk and stuff. What we're doing right now is that we don't have a condiment stand out, which people used to be able to, you know, get your drink, go to the condiment stand, put in your own milk and sugar and stuff. We do that now ourselves, at least in Canada or where I am. Just because we don't want people to get their grubby little hands all over everything. So we put everyone's sugar and stuff in there for them. So always tell your barista how much you want if you know the condiment stand isn't available. Right. So cold brew with milk. Same thing with a splash of milk inside. So less ice or less drink, whatever makes, you know, their float of the boat. And the next one is the vanilla sweet cream cold brew, which is actually not as bad as I thought. Some of y'all don't know what sweet cream is. It's basically like heavy cream, vanilla, and just regular 2% milk. Some people will order the vanilla sweet cream cold brew and then ask for like non-fat milk as well. There's really no point. Like if you're gonna get heavy cream in there, there's no point of putting non-fat in there to dilute it at all. It's literally just fats and sugar, which is not bad specifically, but there's just no point. There's no point in diluting it, you know? And the sweet cream cold brew is basically the cold brew, pumps of vanilla, half pumps, because, you know, there's already sugar in the sweet cream. And then you water, ice, and then sweet cream goes on top. So it cascades over the ice cubes, makes a really lovely picture. That's what everyone's putting on their TikToks, on their Instagrams, stuff like that. And then after that, we have the salted caramel cold foam cold brew. Now that comes with sweet cream foam. And what TikTok has done, which is a lovely thing that we all like so much, is they're like, put cold foam on everything. Put it on everything. Hot drinks, cold drinks, whatever. Now, I'm not saying it's bad. Like, it's a good addition. It's just during the middle of a rush, if you see your barista scrambling around, because first of all, we are all like underpaid and overworked because people are just getting, you know, laid off left and right. Don't ask for like 5 cold foam drinks. You know, it's just courtesy because we already want the sweet release of death. We don't need to be pushed any further. So, because the thing about cold foam is if you're on the hot bar, you have to go all the way to the cold foam thing, make that stuff. It takes about 10 seconds to foam depending on what you're doing. Like if you're making a wet foam or like a dry foam. Anyway, it's just a hassle going back and forth, all that stuff. And for that, especially as well, you have to put salt into it and like caramel pumps. They've changed the recipe quite a lot. They keep changing this one specific one into the salted caramel cold foam cold brew because in the beginning, wow, I just remixed myself. Beginning. Anyway, yes. So the first rendition of this drink was caramel pumps into the cup. You would put cold brew into it, you put the water, you put the ice, and then you would put sweet cream cold foam that has that salt. Salt is what it's called because it's a salted caramel cold foam, right? Anyway, yes. So you would put salt into the sweet cream and then foam that and then pour it on top. But they have changed it most recently to be more like the sweet cream cold brew in that you put half the amount of vanilla pumps into the drink, right? And then you put the cold brew, and then you put the water, and then you put the ice, and then you foam the sweet cream with salt and caramel syrup. So the only caramel that comes in there is in the cold foam, which I don't know. It's kind of like the caramel macchiato, in which I feel like it's sort of a lie because there's no caramel in the actual drink. It just makes no sense to me. It baffles me. And in the winter, when we do have the Irish cream cold foam cold brew, it's basically the same thing. There's Irish cream inside the drink, cold brew, water, cold foam that has, you know, Irish cream pumps into it. Oh, Jesus Christ, I've lost my ability to speak. But yeah, that's pretty much it for our cold brews. Next, iced coffees. Iced coffees are so easy to make depending on what you ask for. So there's the regular iced coffee, which comes with sweetener. People don't think it comes with sweetener, but it does. It absolutely does. You'll order an iced coffee and they won't tell you because you're like, iced coffee. It means there's ice in the coffee. Well, no, they mean ice as in like icing sugar. it's sweetened. It is sweetened with classic syrup, which is our version of simple syrup. If you don't want your iced coffee to be sweetened, or if you've been drinking your iced coffee and you've been like, oh, it's sweeter than I thought it would be. It's not supposed to be. Iced coffee is supposed to be, like, bitter, right? It's supposed to have no taste whatsoever except for the coffee. So our most basic iced coffee is the classic syrup with the iced coffee with ice. That's it. Simple, gorgeous, beautiful. And the iced coffee with milk, same thing, with milk. And after that, we have... No, that's pretty much it. For the iced coffee, that's pretty much it, unless you want to add, like, you know, extra flavoring and stuff to it, which you can. You can ask for any pumps of syrup. Again, pumps, not shots, pumps of syrup. Got it? Love you. Great. I also neglected to mention the iced version of the matcha and the chai, so I'll do that now. So the iced chai, if you, and I'm saying this realistically, if you come in the middle of a rush and you order an iced chai that's nothing but the iced chai, I will jump over the counter and make out with you for a full 10 minutes because it's the easiest fucking drink ever to make, like easiest cold drink ever. When I get it, I cry on bar. I will just cry because all it is the syrup pumps. You don't have to wait for any espresso. You don't have to wait for any, like, hot water or anything. You don't have to wait for anything at all. It's just that with milk and ice. That's it. That's all it is. It's the most simplest, beautiful, delicious drink. And I feel like people should get it more often because it's just so, it's so good. And again, chai isn't actual chai, like actual Indian chai. It's not the same thing at all. Our chai is just like cinnamon water. It's water with cinnamon, nutmeg, and so much sugar. So much sugar. You don't understand how much sweetener goes into this thing. But you know what? It tastes good. It tastes like a churro, I guess, is the best way I can describe it, which is not what chai is supposed to taste like. But that's okay. That is fine. Now, the iced matcha is a whole other thing because it is a shaker drink because the matcha is a powder, and you can't just have the powder, like, sitting there in dregs, right? So the matcha is water with ice in your shaker. And then you put the matcha in there, you put liquid cane, and then you shake that. The water is there to dilute or to mix the matcha powder. Because otherwise it would come out clumpy. Nobody likes that. And you don't put milk in there yet, but you shake it, you shake it, you shake it, you shake it so hard until you see everything's like well mixed. And then you put it into the serving cup, you put milk in afterwards. And that is because we aren't allowed to put dairy products into the shaker because of allergy reasons. Most of our shaken stuff, like it comes with like fruity things. So like our pink drink, our dragon fruit drink, our like iced teas, our shaken espressos, none of that have actual dairy in it. You're not supposed to put anything in there except for coconut milk. So if you're going to go to a place and ask for, I don't know, like an iced black tea with like cream or something, they can't shake it. Also, there's a keto drink that's going around that is absolutely so weird. It's so weird and so kind of gross. And I think people who are on keto diets, like, no offense if you're actually doing this like for a real thing, like good for you, but some of these people are so pretentious and they'll ask, what they'll ask for is a passion tea, which tastes like plastic, with sugar-free vanilla and heavy cream, so 35% cream, and they'll ask you, they'll make you put it into the shaker and shake it. We're not supposed to do that. We're really not. Because after we do that, we have to, like, sanitize the entire shaker, which, you know, takes time, and sometimes we're really busy and we don't have time for it. So, please don't do that. Some people are nice, and they'll just be like, oh, pour the heavy cream in afterwards and we'll stir it in. That's fine. But the thing is, if you do that, it looks curdled. It's really bad. I don't even... Like, it doesn't sound like it counts as a keto drink because there's sugar kind of in the passion tea. Like, it tastes really sweet. So I don't know where people saw that, but I think it's just the fact that it's not caffeinated because caffeine is carbs, right? So I don't know where it came from, but it's happening. So that is the keto pink drink, and I would not recommend it at all because it tastes like plastic, fake vanilla sugar milky mess. Don't ever get that. What was I talking about? Oh, right. So the iced chai, the iced matcha. Yeah, that's pretty much it for our hot bar cold drinks. Now, the cold bar cold drinks, we have Frappuccinos, and we have shaken iced teas, and we have shaken refreshers, I believe. Yes. Yes, we do. So out of all those things, two types of cold drinks are non-caffeinated. So we have the Frappuccino cremes. So those are basically the regular Frappuccinos that we have just without our coffee base, or our frat base, that's what they're called. And the passion tea. So the passion tea is the only one that doesn't have any caffeine in it. It's what kids usually drink. Although, like, the amount of tea in our, you know, like, iced green teas and iced black teas, it's not really enough to, like, mess up your kid or anything, unless it's, what, like, I don't know, 9 p.m. and you want your kid to sleep by 10. Like, that won't happen. But the refreshers, all the refreshers, they're called that because they have caffeine in it. And not many people know this. Even though it's, like, listed in very small words on the menu, it says, like, refreshers are caffeinated. Shh, it's a secret. Oh, God. Yeah. People don't really know that. And they'll get, like, I don't know, like a venti mango dragon fruit for their kid. And they'll be like, oh, my kid is bouncing up and down the walls. I just wonder why they're like this. Maybe it's the sugar in the drink. No, it's the caffeine. It's absolutely the caffeine. Let me lay down all the refreshers that we've had. We've had the Cool Lime, which is no longer with us. And I am very upset. And I will call Mr. Starbucks right now and complain about that. I will talk his ear off for years because the Cool Lime was the best thing that ever happened to Starbucks, and then they took it away, and now I'm upset. They also had the Valencia Orange, which I never got to taste, but it sounds really good. It sounds like a creamsicle. It's just delicious sounding. I really wish I had it. And now we've also had the Berry Hibiscus, which kind of tastes, I don't know how to explain it. I didn't like it at first. I thought it was really gross, but then I got used to it. And it was the very berry hibiscus refresher. It came with, like, freeze-dried berry bits. So good. Actually, so good. They discontinued it. I don't know why. But the thing is, like, they had it going for a long time, right? And then they took it away. And people were really upset about that because it was a really good drink. And afterwards, they brought it back for, I think, 3 or 4 months. And people were like, oh, you got the drink back. Yay. And then they took it away again for good. They also brought in the, oh god, it's so gross, the green one, the Kiwi Refresher, which tastes like, it tastes like Starburst water, not Starburst, what's it called? Jolly Ranchers water. So it tastes like, you know when you've had Jolly Ranchers in your mouth for a long time, and then, like, your saliva, like, turns whatever color it is, and, like, your saliva has flavor, and you swallow that, and that's basically what it tastes like. It tastes like that. It tastes like that, but diluted and worse. I don't know how, possibly, like, it tastes like the way LaCroix does, but for Jolly Ranchers, you know? I don't know how else to explain it. There's that. It comes with also these, like, really gross kiwi bits that look like the bad kush. Like, it looks like weed nuggets, but gone really, really, really wrong. I would not recommend it to a friend. It tastes like battery acid. Some people like it a lot, but I'm guessing those people just, I don't know, really like Jolly Ranchers, which, you know what? To be fair, cool. Like what you like. I just don't like it, which, you know, yeah. Anyway, and the two main ones that we have right now are the mango dragon fruit and the strawberry acai. The strawberry acai has been here the whole time. I think the mango dragon fruit was introduced later. I'm not really sure. But the strawberry acai is absolutely delicious. I love it so much. It just good stuff. And that's what you hear when you refer to, like, the pink drink. Also, I just want to say there's three versions of the drink, and people don't really know how to order it. Like, refreshers, I'm saying, like, specifically refreshers. So we have the regular refresher, which is right now what we have, the strawberry acai refresher. We have the mango dragon fruit refresher and the kiwi star fruit refresher. That's the regular one, right? So what it comes with is the juice, water to dilute it because it's double strength, and ice. And you shake it, and that's it. Right? So the second version is with lemonade. So the water gets replaced with lemonade. What it is the juice, the lemonade, the ice, shake it, and you're good. There's also, like, the inclusions that give it color. So if you ever go to a place and they're out of the inclusions and they shake the mango dragon fruit and it's not purple, it's like this, like, pale, I don't know, like, beige-ish color, that's what it's supposed to be. The inclusions give it color. It's basically what it is. It doesn't change the flavor at all. It's still good, I promise. And the Right, yes. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. Same thing, but with lemonade. The lemonade dilutes the drink, so you don't need to add water to it. That's why. And the third version is with coconut milk, and they call it different things. So the strawberry coconut is called the pink drink, right? The mango dragon fruit is called the dragon drink with coconut milk. And the kiwi star fruit, for some odd reason, is called the star drink. It doesn't look like a star. It doesn't make you feel like a star. It makes me feel like I'm about to be sick. But that's like, you know what? I'm not going to die on this hill. Yeah, so those are the refreshers. If you're going to order it like that, order it specifically. If you're asking for a refresher, you're getting it with water. If you're asking for a lemonade, you're getting it with lemonade. If you're asking for the whatever the drink, then you're getting it with coconut milk. All right? Cool. Cool beans. Those are all of our refreshers. You can also get them blended, which I would actually recommend. If you like slushies, the mango dragon fruit blended is really good, as is the strawberry acai. It's like the texture is good because our like Vitamix blenders are really good at making like ice particles really fine. So if you like that kind of stuff, go ahead. Yes, so that is most of our shaken refreshers. The next are iced teas. All of our iced teas come sweetened, just like the iced coffees. What it is the tea base with water and liquid cane pumps, ice, shake, and that's it. So just like with the refreshers, you have two versions, or two versions of this, three versions of the refreshers, whatever. So with teas, you have the regular tea, and then you have the tea lemonade. So the lemonade takes the place of the water again, so it'll be the tea base, the lemonade, the liquid cane pumps, ice, shake, and that's your drink there. I have a thing that I would actually really recommend, and it's the bubble tea drink that I've dubbed it. The only thing you're missing is the tapioca, but, you know, whatever. It's the closest we can get at Starbucks, and honestly, if I'm going to get a free drink here, then I might as well just get something that's close to what I actually like. So what that is the black tea, the iced black tea, with 8 pumps of brown sugar, and it's 8 pumps because the brown sugar pumps are half sweet, right? So 8 pumps of brown sugar, oat milk, and yeah, that's it. Extra oat milk is what it should be. So like there should be as much oat milk as there is tea in the cup. That ice shake, and it's actually delicious. Like the best thing Starbucks has ever done in the past 5 years in terms of like introducing syrups was the brown sugar syrup. That shit's good. It's delicious. Oh god, I would put that on anything. That and the white mocha. And if you want, like, try it with white mocha too. Like, put the, you know, half sweet the brown sugar. Like, do 4 pumps of brown sugar, 2 pumps of white mocha, and it'll make it. I promise. So I mentioned the black tea, but we also have a green tea and a passion tea. We also used to have a white tea, which had the least caffeine. But it goes like this. So the passion tea has no caffeine at all. The white tea had like the least caffeine, but we don't have it anymore. We cut it because it wasn't as popular. The green tea has a medium amount of caffeine, and the black tea has the most caffeine, you know, just like regular hot teas. Yeah, pretty much. And that's basically our shaken iced teas. I should have mentioned our hot teas as well, shouldn't I? We have a bunch of hot teas, and honestly, some of them are really good. So we have two of them that are decaf, or like uncaffeinated, non-caffeinated, I think is the best way to say it. So that is the peach tea and the mint majesty, which don't get that confused with a jade citrus mint, because the jade citrus mint is a green tea, which means it does have caffeine. So with our caffeinated drinks, our green teas are the little green tea, which we call the Emperor's Cloud and Mist, which I think is a really silly name, because why would you do that? We have the Jade Citrus Mint, that's also a green tea, and then we have 3 black teas, I believe. So we have the Chai Tea, we have the Earl Grey Tea, and then the English Breakfast Tea. And I think sometimes, like, seasonally we get other teas, but I can't really remember them right now. My favorite one, though, is the Honey Citrus Mint. It's actually, it's not a tea latte, but it comes with steamed lemonade. I'll tell you about it. So what you might have been hearing on like Facebook or TikTok or whatever, people are like, get the medicine ball. The medicine ball is so good. You know, the cold buster or whatever the frick it's called. On our console, it's called the honey citrus mint tea. And that's because that's exactly what's in there. So you have 1 peach tea bag, 1 jade citrus tea bag, pumps of honey syrup, water and then lemonade to top it. And the lemonade is steamed. So it's actually basically hot sugar water with, you know, citrus and peach flavor. It's actually, it's really good. But people have been saying, oh, you know, it'll help you with your colds. It'll help you with your sore throat or whatever. And no, it won't. I'm sorry to burst anyone's bubble, but like, honey is good for your throat. Lemon is good for your throat, but not with that much sugar. The amount of sugar in the lemonade and the amount of sugar in the honey pumps, or the honey blend, I guess, it's going to mess up your throat more than it already was. So if you're just going to do that, just get the tea instead. So like get the, you know, the peach green tea or the peach tea with the jade citrus mint. Get that. And then, I don't know, put like a squeeze of lemon in there. We don't have lemon at Starbucks, but just get those teas. Hot stuff is good for your throat when you're sick. And that's that. Like it, you know, soothes it. It like helps reduce inflammation. Just trust the science in that. I would not recommend having that much sugar when you're actually sick. All right, on to Frappuccinos. Frappuccinos that we love and adore. These are our blended drinks. And I know what some people are like, because they'll come here and they'll be like, I want, actually, you know what? You guys don't even have Tim Hortons. So this is an us Canada kind of experience. They'll be like, can I get like an ice cappuccino? And the thing is, there's like this, I guess, semi-cultural disconnect in that the ice cap at Tim Hortons, which is basically a slush, it's our version of a frappuccino. But our iced cappuccino is the foam thing. So like the espresso shots with the cold foam on top and like ice cubes in it. And people don't know what they're ordering, even though like on our menu board, it says frappuccino blended beverage. Like it says it right there. But you know what? Customers can't read. If you ever heard that statement, if you're a customer, fuck you. It's true. Customers can't read. Customers can't do anything by themselves sometimes, which is why it also, like, it applies to me. It applies to me, too. Like, when I'm a customer, I'm a piece of shit. Like, I try to do my best. Like, I put things back where I found them. I, you know, try to do everything. But sometimes I ask stupid questions because I'm not sure, like, what things are at that particular establishment that I am in, which is okay. It's okay to be a little dumb sometimes, you know, to do things that are kind of questionable, to ask questions that are stupid. It's fine. Or that you might think are stupid. I mean, it might not be a stupid question. If a lot of people ask it, then obviously there's an issue there. But what I'm trying to get at here is if you're looking for an ice cap, like cold slush kind of thing, ask for a coffee frappuccino. It's our most basic one. And what that is our frappuccino base, which is the coffee that goes into it. It is our milk, whatever milk you want. There's no flavors that go into it because it's just the basic coffee frap. And then you put base. So the base is what mixes it all together, which I'm not sure the science of it, but it makes it smoother is what it is. It makes sure like the drink doesn't separate in like 2 seconds. It also makes it less clumpy. Yeah. And we have two bases. We have the creme base and the coffee base. So the coffee base isn't caffeinated. It only has the flavor of coffee. And that's why everything on a cold bar is also half sweet, because there's already the coffee base that goes into it. If you put like caramel pumps, like full caramel pumps, it'll be sweet as fuck. And yeah, so that's why that's that. That is the coffee frappuccino. You blend it, you add ice, you blend it, and you're good. It doesn't come with whipped cream or anything. The next easiest frappuccino drink is the espresso frappuccino. Same thing as the coffee one. You put your coffee base or your frapp base, frapp roast. You put one shot of espresso or two shots if that's what they want. You add your milk, you add your ice, your base, and then you blend it. That's your drink. No whipped cream or anything on there. Now, there's a version of the drink called the affogato. And affogato just basically means you're pouring, or at Starbucks, what it basically means is that you're pouring the espresso shots on top of the actual drink. So it's after you blend it, before you put whipped cream on it or anything, you put it into the serving cup. You pour the espresso shots over it. So like the hot espresso like melts some of the ice of the drink. That's what that is. And then, you know, you put your whipped cream and stuff on it afterwards. I don't really understand the point of it, but I guess it's to have a stronger taste of coffee at the end. Because, like, the drink stays on top. It doesn't really sink to the bottom at all because of all the ice. But yeah, that's what that is. Our most basic flavored frappuccino is the mocha frappuccino. So, or, you know, the chocolate frappuccino. You can get every frappuccino you want, like, in a decaf way. It's just how it is. It's the way we say it. It's kind of strange. So the mocha frappuccino, you can get, it's the frapp roast, it's milk, your mocha pumps, half pumps again, because you already have the base as sweetener. You get the frapp base, blend it, pour into the cup, whipped cream on top. No drizzle for this one, surprisingly, for the mocha one. And I don't know why. I have no idea why. The second one is the caramel frapp. So the caramel frapp, again, frapp roast, milk, ice, base, pumps of caramel. And then on top of this, you get whipped cream and caramel drizzle. Now, there's a version of the mocha frappuccino that's like a little bit, you know, leveled up, and it's called the Java chip frapp. So this is where you do the exact same thing as the mocha frappuccino, but you add frapp chips, which are just like chocolate chips. And when you blend them, they like blend really well into the drink. They're really good, very tasty. This one does get drizzle. And then there's an even fancier version of this called the mocha cookie crumble frappuccino. It's the same thing as the Java chip frapp, except there's whipped cream on the bottom of the cup. There's cookie crumble, so like it's basically Oreo cookies, but we can't call it that because, you know, that would be copyright or trademark or something. I don't know what legal things are happening there, but there's that. There's the frappuccino that you pour in, and on top you get whipped cream again, cookie crumble, and chocolate drizzle. It's actually really good. But if you get that and you substitute the regular mocha for white mocha, then that's actually, like, it's the closest thing you'll ever come to, like, an Oreo frappuccino. It's so good. Delicious. In the same vein, you'll find the caramel crunch frappuccino. So the caramel crunch frappuccino, again, is the frapp roast. It's the milk. You'll put dark caramel sauce, which is our cold bar sauce. You don't have it on the hot bar because we don't have any drinks that, you know, use it. You have our base, ice, you blend it. And then, let's see, there's whipped cream on the bottom of that as well, as you might see. There's our dark caramel on the side, on the bottom. You pour the frapp in, you put whipped cream, you put, drizzle, and you put caramel crunch bits. The only thing I don't like about this frappuccino is that it says caramel crunch, but there's no actual, like, crunchy bits in the drink. It's just on top, which kind of bothers me a bit because it's kind of like false advertising, but, you know, it's not my issue. Yes, so with these, you can also get, like, matcha frappuccinos. Unfortunately, the matcha frappuccino, you can't get decaf because, like, you can't. The matcha powder is caffeinated because it is green tea. We also have a vanilla bean frappuccino, or the cafe vanilla frapp, as it's called. If you order that, you'll get the vanilla bean with coffee. The non-caffeinated versions of these, so like the non-caffeinated version of the mocha frappuccino is just the creme frappuccino with mocha sauce. You can get a creme frappuccino with caramel sauce, whipped cream, and drizzle. Also, whipped cream is free, so if you want it on anything, just ask for it. It, like, even in a regular coffee, just ask for it. It's free of charge, so why not get it? That's also why, like, puppuccinos are free, or like pup cups, as we have to call them now, because, you know, trademark. Woo! Let's see, what else? The mocha cookie crumble, the version of that that's non-caffeinated is called the chocolate cookie crumble. So if you're gonna ask for it for your kid, don't ask for the mocha cookie crumble. Ask for the chocolate cookie crumble, right? Cool. The caramel crunch, it's the same thing. Just say caramel crunch creme frappe. The creme frappe part will tell them that it's, you know, not a caffeinated drink. For the Java chip frappe, that's basically the chocolate, double chocolatey chip frappuccino, which it's a lot to say. So just say the double chocolate chip frapp, and they'll know that it's the uncaffeinated version. You can also get a chai frapp. It's really good. It comes with like cinnamon on top. It's delicious. And I think that's all the cappuccinos that we have. Like, other than all these like specific drinks, you can also do like, you know, apple juice, like straight up apple juice. You can get cold milk. You can get straight up like, I don't know, just straight up milk, straight up apple juice. I don't know why anyone would, but because it's like super expensive at Starbucks. But you know, honestly, if you don't have like but Walgreens, what does Walgreens sell? Does it sell food? I don't know America. If you don't have a Walmart anywhere near you, sure, get your milk at Starbucks. Also, there's a hot drink that I forgot to mention, and that is the caramel apple spice, and it tastes like absolute heaven. It is apple juice steamed, so it's hot, kind of like apple cider. It comes with cinnamon flavoring, and it comes with whipped cream and caramel drizzle on top, and it's so good. It's so delicious, and if it's like the dead of winter, or even if you're like having a bad day, I don't know, it's just something that warms your heart. Absolutely delicious. I think that's mostly it. I think that's basically all the drinks that I have any expertise on, which is all of them, because I've had to make all of them. But yeah, anyway, thank you for this ramble. Thank you for 3.845k, whatever the fuck. Anyway, yeah, so, here, you know what? It's time. It's time for me to take my mask off my face and reveal it. Here. And there we go. This is my face. I have eyes, I have eyebrows, I have a nose, I have a mouth. It's crazy, isn't it? Yeah, I don't know. I was always told I had a voice and face for the radio, so I guess it works out. Anyway, yeah, I hope you enjoyed this ramble. At this point, I don't think anyone expected me to do anything serious on this. So, yeah. Love y'all. Thanks for dealing with my bullshit. Bye.